We're on. Woo! What's up? Hey, kids. What's up? Welcome to Date Fails. I'm Kate Quigley. We are at All Things Comedy. We are we're really pumped, even though it's 10 a.m. And I've only had like 4 sips of coffee. This is the earliest I've ever been up, I think, to do a podcast, which is sad and pathetic. My brain just doesn't like want to click on this early in the morning. But we're going to make it happen.
We do this.
Today. I got my new, fabulous, fantastic co-host in the house today. The very sexy, very funny, Tony Baker.
Hey.
What's up?
How you doing?
How you doing?
Good.
It was good running into you last night. We ran into each other.
We ran into each other.
Out on these streets.
On these streets, man. Heroin, man. Heroin, right?
Yeah.
Coke?
It's a hell of a drug.
I mean, you know.
Have you ever tried heroin?
No.
No, me neither.
I hate
I want
needles.
To. I'm not that cool.
Nah, I'm not.
Not even black tar heroin?
Nothing.
Not even nothing.
You hate needles?
Oh, absolutely.
Are you scared of shock?
I just got my blood drawn last week, and they had to get a bunch of tubes, and I was just like,
What do you mean they
but
had to
I
get
always, a... Well, they were taking multiple samples, so they had like, I think they did like 6 little... Ooh. 5 or 6. And then I was just watching each day. Every time I get blood drawn, I watch. I'm like, all right, yeah, bring it on. Bring that shit on, man. So it's not like a fear, like, I can't look. I'll be like, yo, bring that shit.
Did you sit up?
Yeah, I was sitting in the, like a little baby.
I fainted.
You know that little baby chair they give you now?
Yeah.
It's like a little.
They give you a baby chair?
Well, it's like a chair where they get the little armrest.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
So you could be like.
I love giving
blood. It reminds me of like a baby chair.
Oh, yeah. Did they give you a little blanket? Last time I was there, they gave me a little blankie.
They
and
did?
Everything. Yeah. You didn't get that?
Nah, I ain't get no blanket.
I got a blanket, and the guy that drew my blood made a little, when he put the bandage on me, he made a little bow out of the band-aids.
Oh, yeah?
A little bow on my
arm. He wanted to smash.
No!
He went above and beyond with a blanket and a little bow.
You know what? I was hoping he wanted to smash because he was really cute and he was like really sweet and he works at a children's hospital and he liked kids and I was like, oh my God,
yeah.
I should try to but he looked like he probably spent some time in jail. Like he had some bad prison tattoos and
that
like,
makes him even better then.
Yeah, exactly. I know.
Yeah.
He was perfect.
He was born again.
And after I left, I texted my friend because it was a blood drive. I texted Johnny Laquasto who was running the blood drive and I was like, yo, make sure you give that guy my number and tell him to hit me up because I was like totally flirting with him, and Johnny was like, "All right, I will," and he did, and the guy never texted me, and he was single.
Oh,
I should go back and keep giving blood until he takes me out.
Do you really be taking L's out here, like you say?
Huh?
L's losses.
Yes.
I don't believe it, man.
Yeah,
like, he didn't text me back. And I'm like, whatever.
Yo, I gave the guy from the hospital my phone number, and he's single, and I flirted my ass off.
But you didn't give it to him.
Johnny did.
Okay,
but
that's
still.
Why. He probably never gave it to him. He probably has a crush on you. He's like, I ain't giving it to
him. Yeah, Johnny might have never delivered the message.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh,
you ever think about that?
I never did.
You're going to have to go back and redraw blood just to see.
You know what? I will.
Yeah, did you get my number? He'll be like, oh, no. I never knew.
Maybe you're right. I even remember his name was Renee, and
Renee.
He's like kind of Mexican-y, Spanish-y. Kind
was it Renee Garcia?
All right.
Yo, let me introduce my guest. So right here in the middle, yo, I love this guy. This is one of my favorite peeps in town. You're such a hustler. He's a fucking hustler.
Hustle.
He's all over the place. Hilarious comic. I feel like you're all over the country now. You're like touring.
Bit.
You're touring all the time. You're blowing up.
Blowing up.
It's
blowing up
Jack Atsidorian Jr. Jack Jr. Comic,
everybody
in the house.
Yeah. I'm really popular on Lancashire Boulevard.
Hey.
North
Hollywood. That's right. Jack, actually, his family owns the Ha Ha Cafe, which I perform at all the time out
that's
here. Well, you guys, it's the Ha Ha Comedy Club.
It's the Ha Ha Comedy
Club
now.
Ha Ha Comedy Club now, which is in North Hollywood. If you're ever in LA, you should definitely go. It's really great.
That's where I started.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is it really?
Yeah, I am. I have a list of names. We were going over the list last
the
week.
Day,
I was talking about, too. Like, Vinny started there, Damian Wayans Jr. started there, Shantae Wayne started there. Chris D'Elia.
Tons of people.
Bunch of people.
Yeah,
well, I mean, I used to go to that open mic. You guys had that open mic at the, when it was like the cafe place up the road. You guys moved this year. But they used to have an open mic. You could go. And what was it? People don't realize that comics in this town pay to get on stage and learn. It's like $5 or 5 minutes or something. You can go on stage and tell jokes and then no one's really listening. It's a great experience.
Yeah.
But but that's how people learn. And I feel like the Ha Ha is like a real stomping ground for like so many comics that are big
I started
now.
There.
Yeah. Well, there you go.
That's where I started.
So anyway, what's up with you, Jack? What have you been up to lately? Where you been?
I've been opening up for a bunch of headliners and headlining some shows and, you know, just making people laugh.
Yeah, you've been in Vegas a lot, haven't
Vegas,
you?
Vegas, yeah. I was there for 2 weeks in December.
Did any crazy shit go down? Did you party?
Yeah, it was crazy.
Wait, you were with Adam Ray?
I was with Adam Ray and Sandy. That's right. I love those guys. Dude.
You were with Adam Ray and Sandy Danto.
Sandy looked like he partied.
Dude, so Sandy doesn't really party, but he's just so fun. Like I didn't really know Sandy personally, but we worked on shows, but like we never had to hang out. But he's like, you want to go to Vegas together? Like, drive up there? I'm like, cool. Yeah. I'm like, 3 hours, quick. No, we were in traffic for 8 hours.
Oh, man.
To get to Vegas?
Yeah, because it was like the day after Christmas, so it was crazy traffic. So okay. Sandy and I really got to know each other in 8 hours. We talked about everything. He got in a car accident. It was amazing.
Wow.
Sandy Danto is hilarious. You guys got to check him out. You guys were at the Laugh Factory with Adam Ray. So I was in Vegas the same time you were in Vegas.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I was with Steve Byrne, and we were playing at a place in downtown Vegas.
On Fremont Street, yeah.
Yeah. But so, like, one night, you guys came out, weren't you?
I remember.
Yeah, but did you come to the strip club with us or not?
No, I got so messed up before. I'm like, I got to go.
Oh, my God. Okay, this is the best story. I hope Adam and Sandy don't get pissed off at me for telling this. I don't think they will. So all these guys, Adam, Sandy, Jack Jr., they come to meet us at the club downtown, and we're all hanging out and drinking. And it's
heavy drinking.
Everyone's getting wasted, right? And then the guys, they all start wanting to go to a strip club.
Okay.
Not Jack.
Yeah.
But like.
Oh, really? I wanted to, but yeah. I was done. I was like, I think I'm going to go. And Kate's like, I love you, Jack. I'm like, I'm tired.
Yeah.
I know. Okay. I was like, I thought he was like being a good guy because he's got a girl. He's like, I ain't going to the strip. No, no, no. He just was tired.
I was just wasted.
He had nothing left.
Yeah.
I had nothing.
Yeah. So the guys are like, well, what strip club should we go to? You know? Mm-hmm. And I was like, I don't know. Like, I never go to strip clubs when I'm in Vegas, but I was like, I have a friend who's a huge fan of strip clubs.
Yeah.
So I text my boy, and this guy is loaded. He's like an ex-athlete, and whenever he comes to Vegas, he just blows tons of cash at strip clubs, right? So I text him. I go, hey, do you have any hookups at any strip clubs out here? I want to take these dudes to the strip club. He goes, text the manager at the Spearmint Rhino. Here's his cell phone number. Last time I was there, I spent 10 grand in one night, so he should hook you guys up.
Yeah.
So I text the manager of the Spearmint Rhino. He's like, no problem. I'm going to send a party bus for you guys. I'll pick you up, whatever you want. Yeah. This dude shows up with a party bus. Steve Byrne goes in the casino and buys, which, by the way, this is hilarious, buys 2 six-packs of beer from the bar at the casino. Like, I didn't even know you could buy a six-pack. I know. We all get on the party bus, and we roll out to the Spearmint Rhino, right? Uh-huh. So it's like me and I think seven or eight guys. We go to the Spearmint Rhino. We get inside. Immediately, Adam and Sandy disappear. Like, they're gone. And then we all get in a table, and then like 15 minutes later, we're all like, yo, what happened to Adam and Sandy? Does anyone know where they went? So me and Steve get up, we start walking around the strip club looking everywhere for Adam and Sandy, and we can't find them. So we're like, did they leave? You know, the one place we didn't look is right on the rail. We didn't even think to look.
Really?
Yeah, we didn't even look there. All of a sudden, we see like dollar bills flying in the air and like this, and like guys with their arms waving up in the air. And it's Adam and Sandy with 2 strippers' asses right in their face, having the time of their life, just like throwing. They must have had a stack of like $500 bills. They're just fucking tossing them and laughing. And everyone was so wasted. But I just thought the funniest thing was that we didn't even think to look on the rail.
Right.
Yeah. It was the last place.
It was the bathroom. Are they throwing up? No.
Yeah.
We walked I wouldn't be at the rail. Yeah, I wouldn't either.
I'm always on the outskirts trying to stay mobile, you know? Because once you sit down, you got to start throwing.
Yeah.
And they're at the rail, like, they looked like literally little kids who'd never been to Toys R Us before. They were just both, like, in awe of everything that was happening.
And they were hammered.
And they were shit-faced.
Yeah, I don't know how they were. Like, we were pretty donezo, like, when we got to the show.
Yeah.
And we're like, let's do some more shots. I bought more shots, And I'm like, all right. And you know when, like, you're in the moment just buying shots? And I'm like, okay, I can't do this no more. I'm going to leave. And Sandy's like, yeah, you should go.
Yeah. It was fun, though. You know, have you guys ever taken a girl that you're, like, dating to a strip club?
Yeah.
Really?
Hell yeah. How is that? Threesome Central.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. It kind of was kind of hot.
Yeah. You get into it. She gets into it. Then you're like, let's go back to my place and do some blow. Anyways.
we don't sponsor blow on the show, but we do. We like it sometimes. Some of it. No. I quit doing it like a year ago, and I miss it.
Yeah, right.
Quit doing blow?
Mm-hmm.
I've never done it.
You haven't?
No.
Good for you, Tony.
Yeah, good. Coney's a good guy. He don't even drink.
What?
Yeah, I Tony drink don't like drink three times a year.
How do you ever?
And it's champagne, right?
Wine.
My bad. Sorry.
Wine.
Wait, but wine is
wine I think gets wine, me tore yeah, in yeah, half. Yeah,
yeah, yeah. Yeah, I used to work at a strip club, so I got into that whole lifestyle. I was like, yeah, that's right, guys. The main stage, that's
what?
Diamond.
You were a strip club DJ?
4 years, dude.
Shut up.
Back
did
in the
you
day.
Hook up with a lot of the strippers?
Yeah.
I'm always curious if
so
the
that's
guys
why
do
when
that.
I go to strip clubs, like, I'm like, guys, don't spend any money. I know what these girls want. Let me talk to them. And we always can take them back. That's
what
I was
what? What do you mean I know what they want? What do they want?
They don't want your money. If you spend money, you're a customer. There, you have no chance. But if you just talk to them and listen to their problems, that
really
bingo.
That's all it takes.
Listen to their problems.
Yeah, they all have problems. All
that
like,
would take years.
You're like, oh, that would take years. You're like, listen, why are you doing
this?
Let me save you. Stop this.
It
let's
is
go to,
funny.
Let's get Denny's. Yeah,
it
I've
is
dated
fun.
The dancer before.
You have?
See, he knows what's
a
up.
Little bit. Yeah.
Were you a customer?
No, I didn't know she was a dancer until we've been hanging out for a while.
Oh.
I was like, oh shit.
How'd you meet her?
Via social media, and then she came to the show like a long time ago when I was still married. And then
what was her name?
I don't know if I can
no,
say
no, no,
Rose
her
Petals.
Stage name. Her stage name.
Oh,
what's her name?
Well, what is her stage name?
Don't
I don't know.
Oh, okay.
I don't even know.
I always do that voice. If you ever want to find out a stripper in a room, you just go, yeah, that's right, guys, on stage. And she turns around. Yeah, yeah, I knew it.
Does that really work?
Yeah, it
that's
does
so
work.
Funny.
Hilarious.
How was it like?
Yeah, yeah. How'd you meet her, first of all? Oh, social media.
Oh, yeah, social media. So, and then, you know, I would be like, yo, we need to hang out. And she was like, cool, but we never did. Then finally, I was like, let's hang out for real. We met up, we hung out, we went hiking or whatever, we hung out, and then, we, you know, started having sex, and then,
and let me guess why you broke up.
She smoked weed every day.
Oh, that's why you broke up?
Every day.
Is that why you broke up?
No. Oh. She was mean.
Oh, okay.
Oh,
she was mean,
stripper.
Yeah. She cussed people out on a regular basis.
Really?
She never cussed me out. But, you know,
what do you mean
like,
she cussed people out? Just
she cussed people out for just the smallest of infractions.
Like they get her
the
latte
full
wrong.
Cuss
she's like,
out.
Fuck
yeah.
you piece
she's,
of shit.
She was the type of chick to be like, somebody did something in traffic one time. We were riding together and she just yells out the window, fucking faggot. And I was like, yo, you need to sit down somewhere. And we were in the hood too.
Oh, for real?
So I'm like, you gonna get me shot in the hips because of your mouth. So I was like,
why
man,
were you taking her to the hood, though?
Yeah.
We were just in the hood because we went to this.
He's like, it's date night, sweetheart. Hop in. We're going to Compton.
We're going to be spontaneous.
We went to, we went to this food spot in the hood. They had like the best pancakes in the city.
Dude, they got good pancakes at Denny's.
Man, fuck Denny's.
Really?
These pancakes, and it's cheap. You
how
get
much?
A full breakfast with like $5.
Oh, but
wait,
you get
but
shot.
So
medical
good.
Bills. Medical bills.
Hey, man, it's worth it.
Wait, I ask a question? How do you know when you're in the hood? Because people always talk, like Slink Johnson the other day was like, I want to take you to the hood sometime because the guys will be like, I can't believe he got this white girl to come to the hood. And I was like, but how do you know when you're in the hood? Where does the hood start?
It's harder to tell in L.A., but you know. Like, you see the bar. Once you start seeing bars on the window everywhere, That's a good.
So my apartment is the hood then.
No.
If you got bars on your window.
My friend Carlos Rodriguez has a funny joke about this. He actually says, when you start seeing more grown-ups on bicycles than kids, then you're
that's great.
Carlos Rodriguez.
Because LA is a little tricky because even the hood has houses and homes in it. Like in the Midwest, you know. It's more visual, like, damn, we need to get the hell out of here. Buildings are torn down. But, like, here it's harder to tell.
Yeah.
But you can still tell.
Because here it's like one block could be the hood, and the next block is, like, a nice new condominium.
Yeah, they're trying to gentrify.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Huh.
I mean, white people put bars all the time anyways. You're just paranoid.
White people just put bars on their
on
house?
Their windows?
What are you talking
come on,
about?
Dude,
no,
come
they
on.
Don't.
Sometimes there's bars. I'm like, they don't really need bars in this neighborhood. Why are there bars?
It's some neighborhoods where I'm like, why is this bar on this house?
Yeah.
Everybody else
and nobody else.
It makes you want to go in more.
Right.
Yeah,
what you got
you're right.
Well, yeah.
Yeah, you're right. Okay, so wait, back to your stripper. I'm so fascinated with this. So you didn't know she was a stripper.
I didn't.
When you found out she was a stripper, how serious were you at that point, and what was your reaction?
My reaction, because I never thought I would date one. Like, I was like, nah, I couldn't see myself dating a stripper. So, like, and I think she was on hiatus when we started hanging out. So
strippers go on hiatus.
Yeah, apparently, yeah.
There's an off season for stripping.
She was on hiatus.
Okay.
It was the way she told
me. What is
that? She's like, I don't know if you know this. I'm a dancer. Like, and you knew.
She called it a dancer. Yeah.
And she called it dancing. And so I was like, oh, for real? Oh shit! I sat there and marinated for a minute, but I was surprisingly okay with it.
You just turned on by it.
I wasn't really turned on. I was just like, cause she was already sexy. Like it was just like. I could see why you do this.
You know?
But she was always naked. She stayed naked.
It's the best. That's nice. What you're turned on by it.
Yeah, I was like, I was
she,
already
would you buy your nice
by her
she just
anyway.
Stayed naked. She was naked all the time.
She was naked. Like,
just wandering around.
Like you.
I remember the first. First time we ever like did something. We were in this hotel room that I was at, but it was two beds, and like she was in the other bed, I was in the other bed. Cause I don't be rushing nothing.
Uh-huh.
So I was just like, and she. She was like, and she didn't have on any underwear, but she wanted to take these sweats off. So she was over there bottomless in the other bed. And then I was over in my bed chilling, you know, just talking to her. And then I was like, why don't you come over here? And then she came over there, no bottoms on. And then, you know.
Yeah.
And then it happens. I just don't understand how they call themselves dancers. Because here's the thing. Okay, listen. And I don't have a problem with strippers. I did an episode of my TV show at the strip club in Portland called Devil's Point, which was dope, by the way.
Portland strip clubs are the best.
These chicks, I mean, the pole dancers there were like elite. Like, I was so entertained watching them pole dance. They're like athletes. They're like gymnasts. Like, pole dancing, if it was an Olympic sport, these bitches would be winning it. Like, they would have all the gold. So this place does this thing called stripperoki, where you can go on stage and sing a karaoke song while a stripper dances next to you.
Oh my God,
that's
what's awesome.
That's dope.
Yeah,
they should do that here.
Yeah, I would do that.
Yeah, it's so cool. So that is cool as fuck to me. But like when we were at the Spearmint Rhino in Vegas, maybe like three girls, you know, in the room were actually dancers. And the rest of the girls, they weren't even stripping. They were just sitting on guys' laps, like whispering in their ear and getting paid. And and I was seriously like, I could never do it, you know, because my biggest fear is someone going like, hey, aren't you Kate? I think I follow you on Instagram at a strip club, you know? But then I'm looking at these girls going, dude, these bitches are getting paid so much money to sit on these dudes' laps and laundry and just talk shit in their ear. Like, I could fucking do that. Like, this is the easiest job
it's
in
easy
the
money.
World.
Yeah. Easy
and
work.
I'm starting to think that, like, I made a mistake with this career path.
You definitely chose the struggle route.
You chose
the struggle route.
And some of these girls are like 50.
Oh,
yeah.
That's Vegas, though.
Is that
It was really dark, huh?
Oh, it was so dark.
Dark.
Yeah, the lights were so dark.
And they give you alcohol, so then they look even better.
They give you what?
Alcohol.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
In LA strip clubs, you can't drink alcohol.
Oh, really?
Yeah, if you want to be full nude, it's bikini. Full nude is no alcohol. Bikini, there's alcohol.
I think they have the same laws in Vegas because these girls were just topless, they weren't fully nude.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Ah.
Yeah, there was like one room where there was like nudity.
Ooh,
that's like the
special
access
room
backstage
in the room.
Yeah.
I don't know. I just think it's weird. Well, that's interesting. So you would date a stripper. Jack, would you date a stripper?
Yeah, I did.
Oh,
I did
than
one.
You dated or slept with?
I did it like, Anyways.
Let's talk about the difference between dating and fucking.
I
want
to tell you a funny story.
Please, tell
me.
Okay,
check this out. So look, we're at the strip club. We're clocking out. We're all leaving. They're like, hey, let's go eat. I'm like, cool. This new girl comes in and goes, hey, I got some e-pills. You guys want to go party? I'm like, me with five girls? I'm like, yeah. So we go back to this girl's house and we're all, you know, we're rolling. We're on E. We're drinking water, oranges. We're dancing. It's a great time. We're naked. It was fun, right? Out of nowhere, one girl just loses her mind and just like is possessed.
What
like,
do you mean?
Freaking out. Like, rah, rah,
oh,
like, and,
shit.
And I'm like instantly sober. I'm like, whoa, what the hell is going on? So we call the cops. The cops get there and she's like hitting the cops and blah, blah, blah.
Is she naked still?
No.
Oh.
She's like in the towel. We're trying to.
She's hitting the cops?
And then.
She's
white. But this is the funny part.
She had to be white.
She had to be white.
The cop comes to me. Yeah, she's white.
And of course.
The cop goes to me, all right, you look like you're. All together, what's going on? I'm like, listen, I'm a DJ at a strip club. These are all strippers. We're just partying.
The cops are like, we're strippers too. They whipped off their clothes, guns out.
But he's trying to take a report, and he's like, what's her name? I'm like, Diamond? I'm like, I don't know her
Diamond.
name. That's a true story.
Right.
That's so.
What was
funny.
Wrong with it? It was just,
I don't know. She was just having a bad trip on the pill.
What's her name? Yeah, Diamond.
Yeah. I was Diamond. Like, I don't know. And then he just let us go, and he said, "This is the funniest thing ever." I'm like, "Isn't it?"
Are you serious?
Diamond Frisky.
I can't believe they just let you go. Yeah. Girls' experiences with police are so different from guys.
Absolutely.
I got pulled over driving from. From Phoenix back to LA one time. This was not that long ago, like a year and a half ago. I periscoped the whole thing because I was periscoping when I got pulled over. I was with someone. I can't remember who I was with. I was periscoping when I got pulled over, so I just left the periscope running. So the cop comes up to the car. I was speeding, had a crack all the way across my windshield. I think my registration was expired, and I couldn't find my proof of insurance.
Oh, hell no.
And I had no driver's license on me. I just had a passport because I lost my driver's license and I hadn't gotten it replaced yet. So I was breaking like so many laws.
Every law.
Right. The cop comes up to the car and he's like, "Do you know why I pulled you over?" And I was like, "I really don't." I really didn't know
really
which thing it was for. So I was like, "I really don't." And he's like, "Well, you know, you were going a little fast back there, you know." And I was like, "I know. I'm so sorry." I was like, "I performed tonight. I'm exhausted. I'm just trying to get home. I have an early morning. I'm going back to LA." He's like, "Oh, you perform? What do you do?" I'm like, "I'm a comedian." He's like, "Oh, where are
like,
you?"
Yeah, right. Stripper?
No. I was like, "I'm a comedian." He's like, "Where were you performing?" And I like told him and stuff. And he's like, "Oh, that's so cool. I love comedy." I'm like, "Really? You should totally come to a show sometime."
Oh, my God.
And we start talking about comedy. I end up giving him my number.
Phone number.
He's like, "Yes."
Yeah. And he like, didn't call.
Sick of this,
and
man.
He didn't call.
Yeah. He's like, next time you're in Phoenix, definitely invite me. I'd love to come out and see a show." And I was like, "Oh my God, that'd be so great. Bring all your cop pals." And he's like, "Yeah, totally." He's like, "You should probably get that windshield fixed." I'm like, "Yeah, I definitely will."
Wow.
And you got all scot-free.
And I had it all on Periscope.
Son of a bitch, man.
Can he get in trouble for that?
He probably could, but it didn't. I had it pointed at me because I didn't want him to see it. So you can only hear him.
Wow, I want to see that. Is it still up?
No, because that was before Periscope would let you leave them up. So it was only up for 24 hours back then.
Oh, man.
But I mean, like, it was so. He was really cute, though, too. But I remember, like, all my friends were like, "This is why it's bullshit to be a guy." Because
absolutely. I'd have got shot up just because.
Probably.
Just because I had so many broken.
Like, what are you doing in Arizona?
He just lit up the car, man.
He even said something like, you know, in Arizona, having expired plates or something, like, we could literally just take your car. You really need to get this stuff handled.
Yeah, they would have.
But
Arizona's no joke. It's tent city. If you get like a little bit of alcohol and you're driving, a little bit, like a stick up, like a little, you're in the tents.
What?
Yeah.
Tents?
Zero tolerance alcohol.
What do you mean tents?
It's their prison is. Their tents in the middle of the desert.
Are you serious?
I'm not lying. You're going camping in the middle. Yeah, I swear.
How is that allowed? Isn't that like inhumane?
It's called Tent City.
So we outside under some tents.
Yeah.
Jeez.
Is that crazy?
That's bizarre. I can't believe
that's
a real
luxurious
thing.
At the same
I know.
Time. For
it's
prison?
Like Burning Man.
Yeah.
Like you get arrested for drinking and driving, we send you out to Burning Man.
Like we have a festival.
Drunks.
Do we get the orange jumpsuits on?
That actually
sounds
fun.
I never done it.
In the jail shoes?
Yeah.
That's crazy, man. Did you invite him when you went back out there?
I forgot.
You were crazy.
Well, you should invite him to when we're there in Phoenix.
Yeah, we're going to be in Scottsdale. Jack's
make sure you reach out, man.
Yeah.
Get the cops on his side as well.
Yeah, that's a good idea. I'll get Jack hooked up with the Phoenix PD. I met a lot of hot cops out there, actually. There's hot cops in Phoenix.
You meet a lot of people.
This is why I don't believe that you take L's.
L's are losses.
I do. I do. Okay, let's talk about my L this morning. You guys can give me advice.
Let's do
okay?
It.
All right. So there's a guy. We tried dating, okay? We couldn't date. We wanted to kill each other. You ever date someone that you're just like, you like each other, but for some reason, when you're together, it's fine. But when you're apart, everything about each other pisses you off. Like the whole way we communicate, we couldn't date. But we have really, really, really good sex.
I knew that was the case.
Of course. Yeah. So we kind of started talking again, and basically we were just like, look, maybe we can just try hooking up. Like, no dating. Let's just make this be just like a hookup situation. Yeah. So this is where I get annoyed, and this is what we're arguing about. We're having this argument on the way here. And I was like, I'm going to ask these guys on the podcast what they think. So even though we're not going to date, I still will hit him up and be like, yo, what night this week are you down to hang?
Okay.
He will never commit to a night. Never.
Yeah.
Sounds like me.
You guys are just hooking up. It's more of a last minute thing.
Yeah. So that's it? I can only hit him up last minute, always?
Yeah, because you're planning a date.
No date.
But
no date.
But you're planning something.
It's too planned.
Yeah.
It's too,
I agree
it's
with this guy. You're awesome, whoever you are.
Yeah. It's too planned.
He goes, if it's casual, then don't hit me up to make plans.
Yeah.
It's like, you know.
But I'm so busy that if we don't plan it, it's never going
to
happen.
It's not meant to be.
Yeah.
But it's not supposed
that
to be
mean
meant
you want
to be
a relationship.
No, yeah. I don't. Not with him. All right, fine.
Yeah,
God damn it.
Sorry.
Never having men on the show again. All right, fine. So there's no making plans when it's casual, period.
Well, if it's a booty call, it's
if it's a booty call, it's like, what you doing right now? Come through. That's it. That's
you
all
both
it should
have
be.
To be like lame one night and then just find each other.
Like, well, dudes, we're not going to plan it. On Wednesday at 8 p.m., we're going to have sex. Dudes aren't doing that unless they're weird.
A calendar.
Yeah,
unless you have kids.
Right.
If you have kids,
yeah,
it'd be different.
Kids,
I don't have the kids tonight. I'm going to come smash. That's different.
Oh.
So go get a kid.
All right, fine. So I can never plan sex.
No.
I always plan it.
I don't like planning sex anyway because I'm thinking about it too much. And
yeah.
I'm better in the spontaneous situation.
All right, fine. Yeah. I can't believe I'm going to have to tell him he's right.
Yeah, just...
He probably is watching us right now.
What you doing? He'd be like, what you doing? Nothing. Come through. Boom.
Yeah, I guess I do that with everybody else. For some reason with him, it pisses me off.
Why don't you just be like creepy and stalk him on Facebook, see where he's at, and if he's not doing anything, be like, come over.
Yeah, I don't like
that's kind of random.
I don't like to
come through.
I try to avoid stalking.
Well, don't stalk, just creep a
all
little.
Right. Yeah. What's up
you
with you?
You better than stalking out here?
I don't stalk. You know what? When I like a guy, I actually unfollow him on all his social media.
Why? What are you doing?
Because I don't want to know what's happening. I don't want to see what he's doing.
I see that. Yeah.
I don't want to turn into that crazy jealous girl. So I just avoid looking, completely.
It's hard now, everywhere now, too.
All right, fine. What's up with you guys and your love lives? Let's talk about you fuckers. Tony, Jack.
Tony, go first.
I got nothing, man.
Come
I'm
on.
I'm really just out here flirting at a distance and then no follow-up. That's all I'm doing.
What do you mean flirting at a distance?
I'm flirting. I'm like, yeah, this, that, and the third. Let's link up. I'm like,
And then you never do? Why?
I don't know.
Because he wants to know if he still got it.
A lot of guys do this.
Well, it's not even that. It's just like, I like flirting. Like, I'm a flirt.
Yeah.
You're a Taurus.
Yeah.
So am I.
Yeah.
Yeah,
we out here, man.
We're
super Taurus buttery with the flirts.
I love flirting, but I like to actually then meet up. You guys don't?
No. It's a game.
Sometimes.
I'll flirt all the time, too. At shows. Yeah. I'll exchange information, and I'm like, I'm over.
My follow-through is trash.
Why?
We're lazy.
You're the men
we're
that
lazy.
By the way, you guys are the men that we call fuckboys, by the way.
Wow.
That's no.
So we can sit it out here?
Yeah. If a guy just wants to flirt and send photos and like never actually connect, I call him a fuckboy.
Well, I don't send photos.
Oh, you don't? You don't want photos?
Oh, you send photos to us?
Well, you send them too.
I'm down to get the photos.
Yeah,
I'll send a photo. I've sent some dick pics.
But, oh, yeah, those are cool. But I'm talking about like actual photos, like a port. Like, what are you doing?
Oh,
no.
Maybe you guys aren't fuckboys, though, because I think fuckboys do eventually fuck you.
Yeah,
I don't think we're fuckboys because,
we're like,
you know. We
flirt boys.
Yeah, flirt boys. That's more like it. Tease boys.
You're a flirt boy.
Flirt
boys.
Tease boys.
This is so interesting.
I am a tease.
I know a lot of comics that like are like us. We're all Tauruses too.
I know a lot of comics that are like you also.
Yeah.
That just will flirt and flirt and flirt forever
and
never hook up.
Yeah.
I don't see the fun in it.
It's a chase.
I like to flirt. I love to flirt, and I like that whole part of it when it's like you're just doing the flirty thing and at the beginning and it's fun, but then. If that goes on for too long and we don't have sex, I eventually like start to go. I'm like, is this guy ever gonna fuck me? Like, I go crazy.
I do.
And that's part of the game.
Yeah.
That's part.
I do.
And we're like, I got her.
You wanted that.
Why do guys enjoy this?
Because man,
I don't know.
We're tired of y'all shit.
Wait a minute.
No.
Wait,
I remember, there's been quite a few occasions where I make a move on a girl, physical move, and they like. Oh, finally. Like, I remember one time I had sex with this girl. As soon as I went inside, she was like, finally. And I was like,
what?
Yeah, she said that as soon as I slid in.
You can't blame her. You can't blame her.
I mean.
How long were you flirting with this girl before you finally gave it to her?
She grabs your ass. She don't leave.
Because we had hooked up one time, and I was like going through another dating thing with somebody else, so I was distant. And so we had never hooked back up after that. And then she had been trying to reach out, and then one day I went over there, and then we got right to it, and then she was like, finally. Like, once I'm there with you in the moment, like, you know, there's no fuck boy around.
Yeah, like, yeah,
it's serious business.
Yeah.
But it takes me a while to get over there.
Yeah.
Just usually on my own steam.
We'll flirt, but eventually we'll come to with one, and then we'll take it. It's a serious relationship, right? You're taking
pretty much, like, even if it's not that serious, in that physical moment, it's serious.
You've been in a long-term relationship?
Oh, yeah. You know, I've been married.
Yeah, see? How long?
We were married like 8 years.
See, long term. I was married.
8 years.
Divorced.
So yeah, it's a Taurus thing. It's not an all guy thing. You don't think?
Not all guys. Some guys will. They thirsty as hell.
Yeah. Yeah,
when
yeah,
we gonna meet up? When we gonna meet up? And they'll fuck anything.
Okay. What sign are those guys?
Assholes.
Everything else. Everything else.
Asshole.
I know a lot of comics that are doing comedy just to get laid.
Yeah.
Well, of course. That's so
I mean, like, they're like, yo, make it a spot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I know a lot every of, city they go
oh,
to,
I you
have
to
to
you.
That is. That's why I do comedy. Yeah. Like, well, okay. Yeah, to get laid. That's it. No. That is so funny. That's the only reason they're doing it. Wow. You know, I wonder if these guys, there's a couple guys that I've been fucking with for a while that I've had this same thing going on with that I've been flirting with. But, like, they'll never hook up.
And then once you get too, like, you cross that line, they just cut you off.
I wonder if they're Tauruses. Now I don't know.
See, let's Google them.
Okay, when is they could be earth signs of some sort.
Earth signs.
Yeah, Virgo, Capricorn, and Taurus.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Wow. It's funny, me and my sons are all three.
Like, Tauruses?
No, Taurus, Capricorn, and Virgo. Okay.
So you're all earth signs.
Yeah.
Interesting.
What are you? Are you Leo?
I'm a Sagittarius.
Ooh.
I'm
crazy. About you.
Fire sign.
Yeah.
We're really outgoing.
And love anal. No, that's Scorpio. That's Scorpio. That's Scorpio. That's Scorpio.
What, are you joking?
The dance no, I'm not. Scorpio,
Scorpio loves anal.
What are you
she was a Scorpio?
About?
She was a Scorpio.
See, stripper, yeah. Scorpio.
Wait a minute. Scorpio. Why do Scorpios love anal?
I don't know.
Because they
Google
it. Freaky like that.
Google it. Yeah, someone Google that for us, please. Let me know if that's the case. Do you love anal?
Me?
Yeah.
No, like, no. Oh,
not receiving,
no.
Jack.
I'm like, what? Who told you something?
Wait, I heard a rumor. I did. I read something online.
I did it once. I gave it to.
That's it?
Yeah, I'm not in my life.
I'm not into it
it's
either.
It's caca. It's like, ugh.
Yeah, it's not like, supposed to be going down.
Yeah, I know.
The vagina is good enough.
Yeah,
for me.
That's what I thought too. I was like, why are we doing this? She's like, right. Just put it. I'm like,
she wanted it?
Yeah.
Interesting.
And then I broke up with it the next day.
You did?
we weren't dating, but I just never called her back. I'm like, you're nasty.
No way. See, that's what girls are afraid of, I think, yeah. Is that if you get a little poop on it, then
yeah,
you're not gonna call
it
again.
I'm like, what is this?
I'd definitely be turned off if I looked down there and saw brown.
I'm done. Yeah.
Lake Flaccid.
So would I would be as well.
Yeah.
Do you guys like girls to go near your butthole?
No, dude, honestly, it happened recently and I was like, whoa.
No
whoa,
way.
Whoa, time out.
Your girl?
Yeah, she kind of did that whole like underneath the you know your balls.
Yeah.
Her fingers were kind of. I'm like, what are you looking for? I'm like, did you lose your purse? What's going on?
You did not.
Yeah, and I said stop it. She's like, what? It's supposed to be like a guy's like G spot.
Nah.
I'm like, no. This and there, we're good. And she's like, and it was kind of like a little argument. I'm like, what was your last guy into? I'm like, no, this is not this. We don't do that.
Yeah, man, I'm not into it.
It was a discussion too. She brought her friends over. We had all talked about it.
You did not.
She's like,
was still there. Bottom.
Yeah, I'm like, what the fuck?
What do you mean she brought her friends over?
No, later on the day, her friends came over and they came up, and she's like, guess what? Jack got all weird. I'm like, what?
I love that you just don't mind that she just brought this up.
Oh, I wouldn't mind that either.
I'm talking. You like it?
I'm not a TMI complainer. That's not me.
Oh, that's good.
Like, you know, people be like, TMI?
Yeah.
Man, shut the fuck up.
I'm the same way. Yeah. I just feel like at this point, at this day and age, can we all just talk
Come
about
on.
Whatever we want?
Yeah.
We're all
yeah.
adults here.
Not talking about stuff doesn't solve anything.
I'm with you. Do I like giving it or do
Both.
I like, I mean, like, I love when guys eat my ass. Love it.
Yeah.
But.
Like groceries.
I really do. It turns me on. But anal, I've only done it once.
See?
You're not
and
even
he left you.
Either.
He didn't
leave. I left you. I'm just kidding.
It was with Jack. we're still friends, which is
great.
Yeah,
great.
No, I've only done it once. And to be honest with you, didn't mind it, but it also wasn't like I need to do it again. Like, it turned me on because I knew it turned him on so much. But I could live without it forever.
But didn't you feel him suspect that he wanted it, right?
It was all him.
So doesn't that make you like think? That's what I think.
Because everybody has an anus.
Yeah.
Everybody
it's
has
like, well,
an
it makes
anus.
You think he's not leaving right now and then go do it to a dude.
I don't know.
See, that's why I don't like it. I'm like, I don't want
it. That's why I like vagina because I don't have it.
Yeah.
You have it. I want it. Let's go. Everybody has a butthole.
I think the butthole thing is a control thing. I think it's just like
that's what they say in
guys
prison.
Know. Like this guy knew. I told this guy that I don't do that. I was like, but here's the reason. It wasn't because I was like never wanted to do it or wasn't curious, truthfully. Uh-huh. It was because I was saving it. Like I was saving it the way virgins save giving up their virginity. I was like, I'm saving my butthole because I already gave up the virginity. Like that's gone.
Yeah.
So I'm saving the butthole virginity for someone I really love,
oh
you know?
God.
And then that guy, I'm going to trap that motherfucker. Like I thought like once he stuck it in the butt, he'd never leave.
So once you gave it to him and he left, you're like, he left.
No, I gave him everything.
You want to hear the best thing? Joey Diaz. I did Joey Diaz podcast, right? And I told the story of anal. I don't know if I've told it on this show, but I told the story of how I let the guy put it in my butt. And then basically the next day he didn't text me. And I was really pissed because I was like, I gave you my butt virginity. I can't believe that you didn't even send me like a yo. Last night was extra fun, kind of like, you know. Thanks
you were the
me,
shit.
Thanks for
right?
Yeah. So I called my girlfriend to complain, and I'm like, I called my friend Carrie. I'm like, Carrie, can you believe this motherfucker? I let him put it in my butt, and he didn't even call me, and da-da-da, and I'm going off. And Carrie goes, Kate, just so you know, you're on speaker. And I'm in an Uber.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. And then, like, 20 minutes later, I got a little notification on my Instagram. And he was like, yo, I was your friend's Uber driver. I just wanted to say you sound like a really cool chick, and I'd love to take you out sometime.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Is this a true story?
It's a fucking true story. But here's the thing. I'm on Joey Diaz's podcast. I tell this story. And Joey says, you never should let him put it in your ass because once you let a guy do that, he's never taking you to dinner again. He's never taking you to dinner again. And I was like, that's not true. He's totally going to take me to dinner again. Guess what? We've hooked up. He's never taken me out ever again after that. So now I have it in my head that you never let a guy put it in your butt or they'll never take you on a date again.
If you want a date, that's can't give up the butt. I'm just not into it at all. Like, even when I watch porn and they go to that,
I can't even watch it.
I'm done.
I think that it's, you know what I really can't watch in porn? The DP stuff. Ugh.
Deep penetration.
Double penetration. Double penetration when there's two dicks.
God.
I don't understand. And I don't get how the guys in porn
close.
Feel. Yeah.
That's
I don't like,
if your dick
touch. Like, it's like this much skin.
Our thighs are touching me. Like.
I know.
My ball rubbed up against your thigh, like my bad.
And I
Jack.
Hate the ones where like the she's like humped over and he's like here and they're like, oh, I can't do it.
I'm
like, why am I still watching this?
But you are, which is the mystery.
Anyways.
Oh God, Jack, we're almost out of time, which is crazy. This goes by so
already?
Fast. Aww. Yeah, I know. Well, we got a few more minutes though, so I always like to ask every guest if you have a worst date fail. Like, is there any awful date story? What's the worst date you can ever remember going on, or worst sexual experience, anything? Or Tony, if you have one.
Tony, you go first.
My virginity loss was disastrous.
What happened?
I was a two pump chump that night. You
two
know.
Pumps?
I wasn't even. She
I didn't
was
even,
on top.
I didn't
so
even
basically,
make it
a two pump. She gave me two pumps and then I was done.
You were a virgin, though.
I was a virgin. But she
expected.
Didn't know I was a virgin. So it was like, that's bad press on me. Because it looks like I couldn't last. You know, we went raw, so, you know, it resulted in an abortion. So this
Are
is,
you
this
kidding?
Is, this is my
really?
Debut.
Oh,
this is my
God.
Debut. It's a girl I work with.
Holy shit.
And, I can't talk this story.
Yeah, so it was like, that was my debut. I never got a second chance at redemption, so I didn't get the...
Of course not. You knocked
redemption.
Her up on the first. You fucked a girl the first time and got her pregnant.
Got her pregnant. She could have hustled me out of some money. Like, she might not have even been late. But she was older. She already had kids, and you know, I was like 19.
Oh my gosh.
You were 19, you lost your virginity?
Yeah.
Okay, I could beat the start.
Yeah. Two pumps up, but I never got the revenge, and I still want that revenge.
Well, if it makes you feel better, every guy, I think, is a two-pump chump when they're a virgin. The first guy, when I lost my virginity, he was a two-pump chump also.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I would feel better if she knew I was a virgin.
Good point. Good point. That's a good point.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But since she never knew that.
She probably realized when you came after two.
But I don't even, you know what I'm saying? Like, I want that revenge.
Is that
you got to find her now, man.
Oh, most definitely.
Look for that bitch. Revenge
Well,
sex.
What if I get the revenge and then I two-pump it again?
Yeah, you should.
The double,
just jerk off
the
right
double
before. Fare. You wouldn't. Take some of those Chinese herbal pills.
Do a shot of Jack Daniels. You don't drink, though, too.
Oh, yeah. Hit up Red Band. He's the master of dick pills. He'll give you all the dick pills you need.
I do want to try Viagra just to see what
there's
it does.
There's a liquid you put in your tongue before you have sex, and it makes you last long.
I'm such a huge advocate.
I was in San Diego one time, and this guy's like, here, man, take some of this.
Liquid? Viagra?
Yeah, we're at a party. Yeah.
No way.
Yeah.
I'm a huge advocate of guys taking a Viagra. Oh, my. But here's the problem.
Once
you fuck a dude on Viagra, you can't go back to regular sex
That's
anymore.
That's what I heard.
No.
I only want guys on Viagra now. It's amazing.
It was amazing because I did this is like a couple of years. I did cocaine, so my dick wasn't working. So he's like, here, take this thing, take this little liquid, and I was like, whoa! Like,
are you serious?
Yeah.
Wow.
So I like lasted for like forever, and I was like a god. I was like, yeah.
And what's it called?
I don't know what it was called.
We gotta Google this shit.
Yeah.
All right, Jack, you got one?
Okay, yeah. I lost my virginity too. I was 15 years old, and I was with this girl for like a year till we had sex, right? And then we had sex, and then literally a week later, she broke up with me for. Her boss at the Gap.
Her boss at the Gap?
He was like 20 or something. And I was like, and obviously she left me because he's older, mature, probably not. She made me feel like this small for like the rest of high school.
You was devastated.
Was she a virgin?
Yeah, that fucking bitch. Anyways.
You were both virgins.
Yeah, yeah,
and then she wanted to pop her cherry with you and then move on to right away. Yeah. She's like, oh,
she's
now I'm out there in the world.
Did y'all only do
it was that dry, nasty. It was like rape sex.
Oh, man. Because it was the first time.
Yeah, it was the first time.
We were both nervous. Was that the only time y'all did it?
Yeah. No. We did it a few more times, but it was still like pretty bad.
Yeah.
But her parents were in the other room, and it was an apartment. It was like really quiet. I was watching Lion King. It was the worst.
What do you mean you were? You fucked the Lion King? Yeah. You should have led with that.
I'm gonna be a mighty king.
Lion King. Oh my god.
It's pretty awkward.
I think that the biggest fail there is fucking to the Lion King. But that's
it was just on. I didn't put it on.
It's just funny. It's just you ever turn around and look at what you're having sex to?
Yeah.
I really think about that. Yeah. But like, oh shit!
I had sex last night to the show Last Man Standing with Tim Allen. I was like, yeah.
Tim Allen was talking. I agree.
God. I watch a lot of like crime TV shows when I'm falling asleep at night. Like I just put them on, and then a lot of times I'll start masturbating. You know, because I just do
that.
I do it before I fall asleep, like almost every night. So many times I'll be masturbating and then realize I'm masturbating to like someone getting murdered.
Her body was discovered and she in there clenching the sheets.
I know. I'm like, no wonder I have a fetish for guys like choking me and shit. Like, this is what I'm getting off to. Anyway, we got to get out of here. Jack, where can everybody find you?
JackJuniorComic.com and all social media is Jack Junior Comic.
And you're hilarious. Make sure you guys check him out. He's got a great show in LA every Wednesday at the Ha Ha. And he's all over the place. I'm bringing him with me to Scottsdale, but that's not till August.
So. Yeah, February 9th, I'm headlining the LA Comedy Club Stratosphere, one night only, 10 p.m.
Hey.
Boom.
Yeah.
Tony, you got anything you want to shout out?
TonyBakerComedy.com, at Tony Baker on all social media. Comedian Tony Baker on Facebook.
That's what's up, guys. You know you can find me at Kate Q Funny. And I love you guys. Thanks so much for listening. As always, this is Date Fails. See you next time. Bye.
Thank you.